Pickering, gently.
But what is it you want?
The flower girl.
I want to be a lady in a flower shop, instead of selling at the corner of Tottenham Court Road. But they won't take me unless I can talk more genteel. He said he could teach me. Well, here I am, ready to pay him. Not asking any favour. And he treats me as if I was dirt.
Mrs. Pierce.
How can you be such a foolish, ignorant girl as to think you could afford to pay Mr. Higgins?
The flower girl.
Why shouldn't I? I know what lessons cost as well as you do, and I'm ready to pay.
Higgins.
How much?
The flower girl, coming back to him triumphant.
Now you're talking. I thought you'd come off it when you saw a chance of getting back a bit of what you chucked at me last night.
Confidentially. You'd had a drop in, hadn't you? Higgins peremptorily.
Sit down.
The flower girl.
Oh, if you're going to make a compliment of it.
Higgins, thundering at her.
Sit down.
Mrs. Pierce, severely.
Sit down, girl. Do as you're told.
The flower girl.
How?
She stands, half rebellious, half bewildered. Pickering, very courteous.
Won't you sit down?
He places the stray chair near the hearthrug between himself and Higgins. Liza, coyly.
Don't mind if I do.
She sits down. Pickering returns to the hearthrug. Higgins.
What's your name?
The flower girl.
Liza Doolittle.
Higgins, declaiming gravely.
Eliza, Elizabeth, Betsy and Bess. They went to the woods to get a bird's nest.
Pickering.
They found a nest with four eggs in it.
Higgins.
They took one apiece. And left three in it.
They laugh heartily at their own fun.